talking about white bread. We're talking about pre-Thanksgiving podcast. Welcome to Chunks. Pre-Thanksgiving. It's not quite Thanksgiving. It's
not quite.
Well, don't jump again here. It's not quite Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's we're not full yet. We're emptying our bellies, if anything. We're carving out space.
Making room.
Here's where the sweet potatoes are going to go. Here's where the green bean casserole is going to go. Mm. And right here is for 50 dinner rolls.
Woke up this morning thinking about green bean casserole.
Did you?
We're in the good time of the year for green bean casserole. My countdown is approaching single digits.
Brother-in-law potluck at his work. Someone brought green bean casserole and served it cold.
Oh! Cold is a crime.
Ooh.
So.
Intentionally or just like, oops, I forgot to.
That was the whole question in the family group text. Eventually, I was just like, this is clearly an alien that did not do their full research.
Yeah. Because
evidently it looked great. People were like, man, this is going to taste so good, but it was cold. And so the aliens are like, oh.
Is Space Force still a thing? Somebody needs to call Space Force.
Somebody call
the humans. The humans will love this. They tend to very much enjoy this green food.
Yes.
I'm Doge.
Sure.
Today's punchline is tryptoman.
Tryptoman?
Mm-hmm.
The Thanksgiving superhero? Who's the Thanksgiving superhero?
Who's the Thanksgiving superhero?
Yeah. Boom, kick in the door. Freeze, police. There's a man on the ground and the turkey has got his wings up and the cop's like, you're under arrest. And the turkey's like, why? And he says, tryptoman.
Yeah, that one's good too.
I've decided to ruin the thing that you ruin.
Eventually, it's going to come back around and the act of ruining it is going to actually be what gives it strength.
I'm
going to
nail it with one of these.
What superhero has the power to make people sleepy? Tryptoman.
It's hilarious. Jordan, yours was great. I like to imagine
the joke's not really funny because the cops just would have started firing anyway.
Well, wow. So I like to imagine Doge was reading that verbatim. Like as you were doing it, he couldn't believe that it was exactly what you were saying.
And then the cop kicks in the door and is like, why freeze everybody? What did you do? Stop putting your hands on the ground, you're under arrest.
The crazy thing is that it's handwritten in my notebook on my desk. I write these out myself every morning when I wake up. It's my morning
eyes
pages.
Roll in the back of your head.
It's these jokes.
I'm Carter and I saw the best action movie in theater since Mad Max Fury Road yesterday.
Ooh.
John Wick 4, Ballerina Vampire. I saw Predator Badlands, and it was really good. It was so good.
Yes, dude.
Who knew we needed lore? We're getting lore now about Predator, and it's everything about it is great. I don't want to spoil anything.
This makes me so happy to hear.
It's beautiful and epic and haunting and funny, and the action is nonstop. It's just a really well put together movie. It's simple enough. We're not trying to have 25 characters.
Amazing.
It's brilliant. It gives you that umami flavor of the original Predator, but obviously on a much grander scale.
I was already in on Dan Trachtenberg's Predator stuff after Prey, because Prey is awesome.
Prey is so
cool. Unbelievably cool.
Very good.
I was already in, but then after Killer of Killers, which is, I can't articulate how cool Killer of Killers is.
From the jump.
After Killer of Killers, I'm just like, no matter what, even if he put out one and it was like, guess what? This one's a stinker, 20%. I'm there in the theater to watch it. He's got just such a great touch with Predator. And I love that he's just like, I love this guy. So all of my movies are going to be Predator ones now.
Yeah. There's the kind of like, oh my gosh, that I think y'all would get when you hear me say it, that's like, that's just so freaking cool. Oh my gosh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like oh my God. When you're just like, what are we doing? Like, how did you think of this? I probably that's 15 plus times in this movie that I was like, oh my God. Like I couldn't.
Cool.
Yeah. There were so many things happening that I was like, unreal.
Cool.
Real. Almost as unreal as, you know, when I'm looking to play A Star Is Born.
Mm.
I tend to look to Tuesday, you know, which is the day that this releases. It's a little bit different for us because, you know, peek behind the curtain as the wizards here. We don't record on Tuesday. We don't gotta have that. I can't help but on IMDb, it already automatically populates like whose birthday it is on the day that we record. The birthdays were too powerful for me to even look ahead. So we're going to do November 22nd birthdays. We're talking about born on this day. And I'm going to start with, for those of you that haven't heard us play A Star Was Born, what happens is we celebrate life. We celebrate those stars that might have had some kind of influence on our lives that were born on this day. So we can just take a moment to think about them. Maybe watch something that they were in. What I do is I go over to the IMDb. That's the Internet Movie Database. There's a lot more people that say IMBD out there.
Have you encountered
one of these people?
Yeah, fix that.
Why do you think that happens so much?
Because they don't pay attention.
It's a real library vibe.
Those are Chipotle people.
I usually say out loud to myself, Beta Days, and like giggle.
In the movie Beta Days.
Beta Days. IMDb, they've got a little fun birthdays thing when you get down near the bottom of the opening home screen that you can go look at people's birthdays. And so I'll say the year that this person was born, how old they are on this day, and then I'll read how many acting credits that this individual has, and these boys have to take a random shot, three random shots, to try and guess who the individual is. We have November 22nd, 1967. So for all you math whizzes out there, we're turning 58. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. For all you math whizzes out there, please write us a letter.
Please tell us how old this individual is. 58 years old, and in that filmography for the acting credits, we have 79. Technically, we have 85, so there's some upcoming. I would be fine if you wanted to take a shot in the upcoming, because I do think you might be able to deduce based off of one of these six upcoming credits, but the 79 might be a better bet. This individual, this gentleman, will be turning 58 years old.
Let's do 79.
79 just on the dot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom. Have I read uncredited things to y'all before?
I don't think so.
It's on here, but it says uncredited. So do we not do that one?
I don't know. Let's do 78. This is your game.
We can adjust. We can go to 78.
78?
Sure.
You tell me. Yeah, I mean, sure.
Task. TV show.
Great.
Awesome. Show me the big 5-0.
Yeah.
Well, now y'all need to talk because I got to count.
I don't know how to do that, but I will give it a try for the first time ever. I think something that is interesting about this game is how many times Carter will come up with like, we won't do this one. And then the one that he does allow is not that I know Task is a real thing, so I'm not talking about Task, but it'll be like, well, we won't do that one because it's not helpful. And then it'll be like, well, okay, but this one is a Givenchy ad from 2003 directed by Martin Scorsese for it's 3 minutes long and it's for cologne.
50th credit, The Avengers.
Uno?
Mm-hmm. 2012.
So who's in their late 50s from The Avengers?
Most.
RDJ's older than that.
Older than late 50s?
Yeah. Hemsworth is younger than that.
Ruffy?
Could be the Ruff man.
Marky Ruff? Is RDJ older than 58?
He's got to be 60.
You think? I don't think he's 60.
How many times do y'all catch yourself like about to look it up?
Yeah, a lot. My reflex is to just be like, well, we can find the answer. And then I remember we're playing a game. Let's go certainly newer than Avengers, I would think.
Yeah, that was 2012.
If 50 is 2012, when did Spotlight come out? 2016? We could try and get Spotlight if we think it's Mark Ruffalo. Actually, I don't think that's helpful because isn't RDJ in that as well?
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of Zodiac that they're both in?
They're both in Zodiac. I think it's just the Ruff man in Spotlight. The problem is that if it's either one of them, then like all throughout 50 to 79 is going to be little. We're playing Minesweeper with the Avengers.
Yeah, so many Marvel movies. Why don't we?
Hey.
Yeah.
There's a funny one.
There is a funny one. All right, show me 420, Carter.
Carter. Hey, Carter.
Yeah. You got to show us 6, 7.
69.
Oh. What's 69? I don't get it. What's 69?
It's like 2 more than 6, 7. It'll be funny in 2 years.
Okay, let's do 6, 7. Because
next year, the kids are going to be like 6, 8, and then 6, 9.
I'm sort of an early Gen Alpha, late Gen Z. So why don't we go ahead and do 6, 7? That's sort of my flavor.
Yeah, I remember my childhood in 2010. I loved 6, 7. Can you do 6, 7 for me?
You got it.
I was a kid in 2010.
I loved being born in 2010.
Called Uh-oh. I Know This Much Is True.
I'm sticking with Ruffalo. I feel the most confident about Ruffalo.
Okay. Let's think outside the game.
Sure.
It's like the opposite of EA Sports. It's out of the game.
Right.
He said upcomings we would know.
Okay.
I guess they have the same upcomings. It's just like every new Avengers is going to be them as well. Yeah, Ruffalo.
Let's go Ruffalo. Let's go Ruffies.
The Rough Man. Marky Mark and the Rough Bunch.
Happy 58th birthday today, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, great. How old's RDJ?
How old is RDJ?
60. 60 nice. As of Nailed April it. Of this year.
Nailed
so.
It.
Couple years older.
April recognize April. Game recognize game. I could tell.
Was,
April recognize April. Yeah, we got a thing. We got a connection.
Hulk is in the new Spider-Man movie that releases in.
That's right.
27.
Yep.
Lovely.
That's
Next
good.
We have. She also shares a November 22nd birthday.
Girls can be actors too, and I think that's great.
Born 1984. Will be turning 41 years old. 41.
Wowzers. Yeah.
Practically a grandma.
Old. Known for how many credits? It's taking a while to load. There must be so many.
Wow.
82 previous.
That is quite a bit.
9 wow. upcoming. So she's got a much work.
Give me 6, 7 again. I feel like that joke is too good.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's pretty funny.
We got to
get
with
it
6, 7.
I laugh at it.
No, I did see recently somebody say that the secret to 6, 7 is you just have to do it. If you're on the outside of it, then you're the butt of every 13-year-old saying it. Because the joke is that nobody gets it. But if you just like embrace 6, 7, then eventually it'll start to be lame. It'll be like when mom started dabbing.
Is Marriage Story.
Is ScarJo 41? She could be 41.
I bet so.
She could be 41, certainly.
I bet so. Pretty Avengers heavy day today
Pretty
so
Avengers
far.
Pretty Avengers heavy day today. What if we go 75?
I'm going to tell you a secret. Any number you said, I would have been like, yeah, sounds great. 75.
75.
Edit that out. I don't want
My mother's wedding.
I don't know that one, unfortunately.
Feels like something she'd do.
I don't know that one, unfortunately. Is one of them just Colin Jost? Can we find one that's just Colin Jost, perhaps? I don't know. What number's speaking to you right now?
She has 80-something credits. Is that right, Carter?
82.
Yeah. How about 80? All just right. That solid, the most circles
right
possible.
Right here. Just don't make them count very much. I like that.
Two littles and one big.
The Phoenician Scheme.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, ScarJo. The Scarge. The Scarge. The Scarge letter.
That was such a big sneeze that it came through the mute a little bit.
Your camera rocked when you did that.
My whole body's tingling.
Whoa.
Wow. Sometimes I lose the feeling in my arms. That happens to y'all too, right?
During a sneeze?
Yeah.
No.
And then like once I like don't remember my name or where I am.
You don't see like...
Bright lights hurt.
Other worlds? You know how when Christian Bale was gore and everything was black and white and like in negative and there's like kids in cages. Y'all don't see that when you sneeze hard?
You sneeze hard and slip into the mini sphere where all of the different realities connect.
Yeah. You could see the machine elves turning the gears behind reality.
Happy 41st birthday. ScarJo herself.
ScarJo.
2 for 2 today, my friends, on this big birthday. Okay, do y'all want this one or
someone
that
someone from the
one?
Avengers.
There's lots of options here for our last birthday.
Let's go
do you
that
want
one.
This one or this one?
That one.
Let's go that one.
That one it is. Turning 60. RDJ's
nice.
Age.
RDJ.
Turning it today, though, so just a couple months, a few months younger than RDJ, who was born in April. I have an individual.
I know.
He is turning 60, and he is known for movies.
Mm.
Five upcoming. We will not touch those. 66 acting credits. Sorry, we're just numbers. Under.
Yeah,
I can't get to either of the fun numbers. To do.
Turning 60?
Turning 60. 66.
Give me, show me 60.
Give me big 60.
That's cute.
Thanks.
Let's see it.
Fantastic Beasts. The Secrets of Dumbledore. It's so hard for me not to just make one up like we normally do. Fantastic Beasts. The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Is Judith Law in these?
Hey, Jude Law? I think so, yeah. I think so.
This could be Judith Law. Judith Law could be 60 for sure. What do we think about? Really? Yeah, it feels too old for me, but I thought I didn't think RDJ was 60.
Is it Mads Mikkelsen in one of them?
Hey, I don't know.
He plays Grimblegog or whatever.
That's the
Grundlebeans.
That's what I was trying not to say. I can't remember. It had to do something with that.
He plays Grundlebeans. Let's
dude, the fact that the character's name is like one idea away from Grundlewad is crazy.
Oh, Harry Potter and the Grundlebeans vault or whatever. Let's do Fantastic Beans and Grundle find them. Let's do what about 50.
Arctic.
Arctic. Know that.
Okay, Mads Mikkelsen.
Arctic.
Hey, why do you say okay, Mads Mikkelsen? Because he's from a cold place?
Trust me.
Because he's from a cold place and you just said, yeah, that's it?
I can tell. Okay. I just have a feeling about this.
All right.
Sure, that's the real crime of Grindelwald, is that I can tell.
Sure, man.
I don't know. You tell me. What do you want to try to hit?
Let's go.
For Mr. Mick.
Let's go. Ooh. I don't. The problem is I don't know when Arctic happened, so I don't know like what time range we're in here.
Sure.
But why don't we go a little forward? Let's split the diffy. Go 55.
Yeah. The number's so nice, they used five twice.
Yeah.
Riders of Justice.
Okay, man. I don't know. Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Happy 60th birthday, Mads Mikkelsen. You're nice. 3 for 3 today on Imsterols Vibion.
Who was this? You gave us this or that. Who was this?
Who was the other one we could have chosen?
Do you want me to just tell you? Turning 67 today as well. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nice.
6'7".
She's 6'7"?
Is that what it's been about? This day. That would have been amazing. Would have been epic.
Jude Law is 52, so he's not quite 60.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite.
Richard Kind, born today. Terry Gilliam, Aiden Ehrenreich. Michael Kenneth Williams, Supernova.
Carter, I appreciate the choice that you gave us between this or that.
Yeah.
I want to, I know we're probably all still choosing on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving, choosing what we're going to, how we're going to celebrate in 48 hours. And so we've got some top 10 lists. We've got two Thanksgiving ones. One of them is gettable. I think you guys can probably fill out this top 10. Much less interesting.
Okay.
You'll learn less about the world. And one of them, you'll have to travel back to the late 1900s, which is where we're all from.
No. Why would we do that? Why on earth would we do that?
Gettable.
This or that. Gettable. Choose me. Choose me the gettable. Okay.
What was the
one
the
you didn't
list?
Choose? The one you didn't choose was the best Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons introduced in the 1990s.
Ew. SpongeBob.
You could have gotten several of these and learned about SpongeBob. SpongeBob's not on the list.
He wasn't on the 90s.
No. Okay. So today, an anonymous user, their contributions are too great to be tied to one person, compiled a list of the top 10 best Thanksgiving foods.
Yeah.
I think you guys can get it.
I'd hope
Jordan
so.
Jordan, kick us off, man.
All right.
Yeah, Jordan, go first.
Turkey.
Number one, turkey is yummy. The greasy, chewy brown skin on the outside and the soft, juicy white meat on the inside. Turkeys are good for your soul.
I don't care for that description.
I'm not like out on turkey normal on Thanksgiving. I am. It becomes my number one protein if it's fried.
Yeah, dude.
Turkey is, if somebody's like, oh, we forgot the turkey, I'd be like, that's fine.
That's fine. I'm going to say mac and cheese.
Macaroni. Cheesed macaroni. Number 7. Man, macaroni and cheese is another one of my all-time favorite holiday meals.
Mm. Were y'all's families mac and cheese families for Thanksgiving growing up?
No.
We weren't either. But no. it's something I do enjoy about Thanksgiving now that I've experienced it.
Especially like a real homemade style. Like if you're popping out like a Kraft dinner mac and cheese.
No.
I'm a little disappointed on Thanksgiving. But if you're going the whole nine yards with the breadcrumbs and all that.
Dude. And if our macaroni noodle has the kind of grooves in it, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's ribbed.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here. Mashed potatoes, please.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes, number 2.
Yeah.
Mm. Just my mom said I love this ever since I was a baby 2 decades ago. I still love mashed potatoes and could have used them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, man.
I don't know about
a 20-year-old doing this. It's a little embarrassing.
Ever since I was a baby 2 decades ago. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and let me see stuffing. It's too traditional not to be on the list.
Stuffing.
Count dressing as well. Don't be weird about this. Give him dressing. I'm not going to.
When have I ever been weird about this?
Yeah.
Number 4, stuffing. Now listen, guys, this is crazy. I used to dislike stuffing, but in 2019, I started to like it when I had it on Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Yeah, can't believe it. It's never too late to change.
Sure.
We had from Trader Joe's in the office at work there. We had some Thanksgiving stuffing seasoned popcorn. And it was wonderful. Mm. You both make that face. You both make that face, but you haven't tried it.
You got
Is there desserts here?
Is there desserts here? Yeah.
Give me that pumpkin.
Give me the pumpkin. Number 3, pumpkin pie.
I'm just, bro.
Bing, bing, bing. You can't have 4, though. Down. I'm sorry to break that up for you.
Yeah, no, you did take 4.
You're going right down the line. Pumpkin pie is delicious. Even just looking at the image makes me feel like eating one.
Oh, okay. That ended better than I thought it would. I gotta say, it's my personal favorite.
Okay.
Green bean casserole.
Mm.
Heartbreaking news.
Is that a regional thing? It's a regional thing. These people are not from the South.
Number 19.
That's wow.
Bonkers. Every time we have green bean casserole, I make it along with my sisters. Bonkers. It is so good. That comes from user. I stood up to a bully. Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah, green bean casserole should obviously be higher. I'm honestly
that's
avoiding,
my number one, dude.
I'm avoiding my number one because I don't think it will be there, but I'm going to swing for it in a minute. But let me see rolls.
Rolls, number 8.
Yeah.
Every year for Thanksgiving, I eat a bunch of these.
Sure.
But
yeah. Hell yeah. Nice.
Now, I apologize. I'm just getting mad because I'm not doing well.
It's okay. You are doing well. You have one
You're
strike.
You're doing great. You just got one strike anonymous. On green bean casserole.
Well, it's not well enough. I was teaching my students about conflict management styles.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually put them on an axis that's like concern for self and concern for others. So if you have no concern for yourself or others in conflict, it's avoidant. If you have only concern for yourself and no concern for others, it's compete in conflict. And I tried to give them examples of, you can actually hit any of these in different contexts. And I said, for me, it's games. It's like, if there's an opportunity to win, I suddenly don't care about what you think. You know, it's like, I'm not interested in a board game. Like if we're for Thanksgiving, if we're going to go play a game and we're just going to play for fun and we're not keeping score, no, thank you.
Ew.
I'm so out. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, this feels like such a reach, but I can't get it off my mind. I'm going to say cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce number 5.
Wow. I actually think cranberry sauce is bad.
I don't like
it. I don't care for it.
You like it?
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I think it's gross.
I think it's okay. Put it on a biscuit. That's what they say on here.
Oh, okay.
Cranberry sauce. Put it on a biscuit.
Put it on a biscuit.
Put it on a biscuit.
Yeah.
Put it on a biscuit. It's just jelly at that point, yeah?
No, it's cranberry sauce.
So we're missing what? 6, 9, 10? No, 6.
6, 9. 6, 9, and 10. You're correct. You have not said 6, 9, or 10.
Let me see sweet potatoes. Like a sweet potato casserole situation.
Sweet potato. Number 10.
Wow.
Jordan, you are a Thanksgiving fiend.
Are you guys for Thanksgiving sweet potato? Are you give it to me savory? Are you put some melty mushrooms on top? How do you take your sweet potato?
What did you just say?
Melty mushrooms?
Do you mean marshmallows?
Melty marshmallow. Melty marshmallow. Oh, yeah.
I want the marshmallows, yeah, no. My guy.
I like it with the pecans. The crunchins and the pecans on top. That's what I like.
Yeah.
But I do like them
I think
sweet.
I am 100% of the time a savory sweet potato guy. I never, ever, ever want them to be extra sweetened.
I pretty much only want that on Thanksgiving, but I do want that on Thanksgiving.
Ham.
That was going to be my next guess, was ham.
Mm. Number 6, ham.
Wow.
Ham is really delicious. I like it slightly better than turkey. It tastes great, even though I usually have it in sandwiches.
Sure.
Even though I usually have it in sandwiches is a weird stipulation.
I'm placing myself at the Thanksgiving table. I'm looking around. Of course we've had the sweet potatoes. Of course we've had the mashed potatoes. Of course we've had the mac and cheese, the turkey, the stuffing, the rolls. We've had the cranberry sauce. I'm going to go with gravy.
Number 9, gravy. Wow. Oh yeah, on the mash, the stuffing, turkey.
It's the one day of the year that I'm dumping gravy on 80% of a plate.
I could do that any day.
This is maybe right. the first one that you guys have gotten all 10 of them right.
Yeah. And Jordan wins.
Carrots is a newcomer on this list.
I haven't done carrots for that. I love carrots.
I don't mind a good like sitting in butter. I need my carrots to when they're in the fridge next day and you're going to grab them, you got to break the butter ice.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they've got that separation.
Sure.
I sent you guys the carrot picture. Sexy little carrots here, actually.
Oh.
Why are they
well,
so
that's
demure?
Not real. That's not real.
Why is that?
Why is this carrot so flirtatious?
Carrots. Carrots made by Michelangelo.
For real,
yeah, man. Michelangelo just cut away everything that wasn't carrot.
And
just
left with these carrots.
What's carrots up, of Doc? Venus, you know right saying? Here.
Wow.
Wild.
Great job. So you guys are ready, I guess, for Thanksgiving on
what else?
Thursday. You know
what else
to make.
Is on the list? What's past the 10? Because I think we're running out of ideas for me.
Yeah. Number 11 is apple pie.
Okay.
Love apple pie.
Apple pie is good. Number 12 is green beans. Not just green bean casserole, green beans. Specifically green beans.
I think if you just gave me straight up green would. Beans on Thanksgiving, I'm just going to be like, why did you not take the two extra
I like
steps
a,
to make this
green so bean? So I like casserole. A fresh green bean. When you bite, it's a little got a little squeak
yeah, of course.
To it. I like a fresh green bean.
Ooh,
and I would do that on Thanksgiving.
Canned green bean. I want it to just.
You prefer them canned?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
We used to do that for what we would call green bean bundles. They are made with lots
yeah.
of butter.
Yeah.
Then you,
oh,
wrap
you wrap it in
a
the
little,
bacon.
You wrap a little brown sugared bacon around it. Put a toothpick through it.
Yeah, dude. They're so good.
Deviled eggs would be on my personal list. I eat
great.
Them about once a
there.
Year and it
that's
going to
be there for sure.
I can guarantee you that you will not guess 13. Number 13, I can guarantee that if I give you guys each 3 guesses, you will not
guess. Is it just out of nowhere, nothing to do with Thanksgiving at all?
I think it has not crossed your mind. I think you just wouldn't think of it.
Salad.
No.
It's a good guess, though.
That is a good guess. No.
I don't know. Is it one of those like divinity salad things where it's like the mayonnaise and the fruit mixed together?
Oh, gross. No, it's not. That's a good guess.
Some of those are good, though. Like the colored ones, like the pistachio one, the green one.
Yeah, I just don't like those.
It's great. It makes me feel like a lost boy.
Well, I don't remember the Second World War, so they're not really my favorite type of thing to eat.
Ramen.
No, good guess.
Fried chicken.
No, good guess. You each have one more guess.
Pizza.
No, I wish.
Leftover sandwich.
Oh, now that is.
No, but that is one of my favorite meals of the year.
With the rolls?
Friday leftover sandwich. Or the like.
I'm having three. Like, it's like sliders.
Uh-huh.
Usually different protein.
Those little like, yeast rolls.
Yeah, brother.
And then you, like 9 p.m., I'm finally hungry enough again. I need a little bit more to get me to bedtime.
This won't surprise anybody probably on this podcast or listening to this podcast, but the secret to my leftover sandwich game is I do mustard. Put a little yellow mustard on there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Makes I'm hardly having any sandwich ever in my life without yellow mustard.
Yeah, you gotta do a little mustard on the sandwich.
Number 13 is root beer.
Oh, not a food, unfortunately. Good try, though.
Number 13 is root beer, and the description says, I love root beer.
No, this is different then. This is very Nordic. Okay. They do tend to eat root
beer. Maybe they
eat
root of Thanksgiving.
The root of the bear.
let's head to shout announcements so that I can recover from the root beer fiasco of Thanksgiving 2025. Welcome to shout announcements. I forgot what I said. Welcome to shout announcements. It's
you shook now. The brain right out of your head.
Shook me like a dog. It is the time of year and the time of the show where we give thanks. Thanks to you.
Yeah.
Our dear listeners. You. We love you so much. Thank you. To shout out to moms.
Shout out to just I want to shout out eggnog. Eggnog may be a Christmas drink, but no one said you can't use it for Thanksgiving.
Eggnog, I don't care for, but it's just a sweetness thing for me.
I have made eggnog once in my life and I was very excited. And then I realized like, oh, this is actually like I used a pretty large pot.
Like a
big soup pot. I made 2 gallons of eggnog because I didn't realize that the recipe I was following was for a party. Mm. And so it's sort of like the story of the kid who gets caught smoking a cigarette. So he has to smoke the whole pack.
I had to smoke my
whole pack of eggnog that one Christmas, and I'm done with eggnog now.
The only time I like an eggnog is I'm good for about one little teacup sized glass,
sure,
with a little bit of like whiskey in it, and so much nutmeg, an absolute disgraceful amount of nutmeg. Then I'm down for one little glass. And that does me for about a whole year.
Yeah, I'll do a real homemade eggnog. I will not do the artificial brandy flavor that they put in you buy from the store.
No. My sister makes homemade eggnog every year, and it's about the only eggnog I'm interested in drinking, you know, 3 mouthfuls of. Thanks. Shout out to the mom. Shout out to the sisters out there making eggnog. Shout out to you, our dear listeners. And shout out to Thanksgiving, which is the reason you won't have an episode from us next week. We're busy boys. We're traveling. We're going to give you the week off before we jump into some Hallmark movies leading up to the release of the Finding Mr. Christmas film that the winner, probably Rustin, but we'll see, that the winner stars in.
It's going to be watching Rustin.
And pretty excited about that one.
So I would actually love it if they got to the last episode and it was like, actually, Ezra's not ready to be done. Ezra doesn't want
to
get up
the
ground.
You have to dethrone. What if the end of every Finding Mr. Christmas was you did have to beat the previous winner?
You have to fight Ezra.
Yeah. Fist fight.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd watch that. They do a hall brawl with Ezra. Yeah.
Hallmark brawl.
That's pretty good. So yeah, make sure you check that out. And then also, Imagine Dungeons season 2, full swing, baby. We're back.
We're out.
Doge is doing some great work on the music. We've got a new editor who's really, what I've heard, making Jordan's, it fantastic.
And Jordan's doing a great job on the editing.
It's a great season. Gage has prepared some awesome stuff. And due to the sort of flat nature of time, we are still actually recording this season as the crow flies.
Yeah.
And so we're caught up in the heat of the moment as well. So make sure you tune in and check that out. And like I said, friendly reminder, no ep next week, back in full swing the week after with Christmas stuff. And we got a little more podcast left after this talking about Finding Mr. Christmas. So stay tuned.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. We're looking for him. We're searching everywhere, looking under the bed, lifting up the carpet and rug, opening up the door and leaving his litter box on the front porch so that he can smell his scent on the wind and return home. We're finding Mr. Christmas. We're on episode 4 now, as the crow flies.
This is the episode I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
This is my favorite episode of last season. Yep. This is my favorite episode of this season so far because I love seeing how talented all these boys are in the talent show.
We do have to go through every single one real quick. So,
I
don't have them in the order that they did their talents. I just have their, I still need the name cheat sheet because their names all escape me. But basically at the top of this episode, they do a slip and slide, where Gabriel is basically like, I've cracked the code. I've figured it out fast. And then, that's pretty much all it is. But then Angel manages to, I think, accidentally cheat the system. He leaves a pool noodle at the top so that when he finally gets his second to last one in, he can basically just reach behind him and slam it home.
It is so finding Mr. Christmas that there's like not really any rules around that. And they're just like, Angel can do that. And then at some point in the competition, Jonathan just says, next one in wins.
Yep.
Like that's been the plan.
Yeah, were they going to three? I can't remember.
No, it's just
whoever would have totally, the most. It was wild.
I used to work in church. It totally feels like a youth group game that the youth pastor didn't spend enough time thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just sent the interns. He was like, go to Walmart and here's $20. You can
buy some pool noodles or something.
Yeah.
Pool noodles and shaving cream. Kids always love that.
Yeah.
Can we imagine that there's a world where if you ever wanted to be a Hallmark leading man, this is actually what they've been doing for the last two decades. It's like,
right.
This is just the first time we're filming it.
They call it
because really the amount of things that you do, it is so sticky.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like at least with like The Voice, American Idol, you know, sometimes I guess we're getting closer to like cooking shows. It's like, hey man, nobody's ever going to ask you to make a 5-course meal out of Spam only, you know? And so it's like, okay, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we're looking for your creativity. We are still pretty lazy on some of the games. And to an extent, there's a touch of objectification here. You know,
it's not dude.
It's this not show is all about men really deal with as much in the biz. You know, I'm not usually watching and being like, well, that's what else.
I think we should be equal opportunity objectifier. I think they should be able to oogle these hard-bodied men.
These guys worked hard and they look great.
Angel slams in the final pool noodle.
We might as well be doing a car washing contest. You know what I'm saying?
Might as well for real. Angel slams in the final noodle. He wins and is told you will receive.
Angel slams in the final noodle.
The final noodle.
Yeah.
And he wins and is told you will receive your, was it benefit? Your
advantage.
Advantage. You'll receive your advantage a little later and it's left to sort of dangle. And then they're told, ba-ba-da-ba, this is the pageant episode, the talent show, the question and answer. This is the reason you watch this show. And I'm glad we did it a little earlier in the season, I think.
Yeah, there's more guys.
More
this
guys
time.
Is better.
Yeah.
More guys is Agreed, better.
100%.
Also glad and we I've eliminated always said the interview after.
Yes.
Yes. You
remember that? Horrendous. Horrendous.
Yes.
Boo-boo. Keep Entertainment Weekly out of my Mr. Christmas. That's what I always say. But let's go through their talents because that's the most interesting thing. And we can talk about their answers for a couple of them too to the questions. But basically, we're in what looks to be an elementary school cafetorium. And we there's a crowd full of mostly moms and then a 2-judge panel of 2 Hallmark superfans who deliver questions pageant style after their talents. But again, I don't remember the actual order. So we're starting with Angel, whose talent was to dance. And he just sort of like called a mom up and then was just like, dance with me. And then
we had that last
they
year,
ate that
we?
Up. They loved it.
I think Blake did that.
Yeah,
maybe.
But I think it was a little more instructive last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one was just sort of like, come on, dance with me. And then I feel like I remember his answer to their question was just kind of nothing as well. Am I right about that?
I don't remember anything about it, which tells me it wasn't memorable.
Exactly. Right. But I mean, obviously he's Angel. He's charming. They ate it up.
He's
they
great.
Loved it,
yeah. So I love Angel.
He was totally fine. Next up, look, Craig, it's Craig, but I just like saying Craig.
Here's the 90s boy.
What an insane choice.
Yeah, I can't actually believe
what
that
an
was the decision he made.
Insane choice. This man grabs the microphone and he starts by saying, Carter, you actually did a great impression. Will you give it to me one more time?
He just starts, I don't know if we can say he says it, but I guess
he's off stage. Yeah, he's off the side.
But also not even looking out to the stage, like finding his zen.
Yeah.
Facing a corner.
Well, because the music, the music's already playing. Like, the music exists. He just has to tap into it.
Yeah.
He's and not making the music. Like he's finding
it. You find
it,
everything that's
it.
Not music and you carve that away.
Yeah.
Wiki, wiki. Yep. Wiki, wiki, wiki.
And you're just like, yep. What is happening?
And then he comes and he out raps. And he basically is like, he comes out on stage and he straight up is just like,
yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to rap for you. So that beatbox had nothing to do with anything.
Nope.
And then he raps.
He's showing the variety of his talent. He knows multiple tempos.
And he basically comes out and raps and is like, Christmas time is Santa Claus and everybody knows that we're getting presents and it's super cool and we're here to do it. And Mr. Christmas on Hallmark Channel and it's really fun and it's super nice. And then he basically like high
just read the
raps.
Cards. It's in the cards. I'm best yep. on the cards. You're like, okay.
And then the whole room's like, okay, thank you, Craig. And that's
all right,
it.
Craig.
That is it.
Ooh, good boy. Job, Craig. Which will land him in the bottom two, by the way.
It does. It does it eventually will. Land him in yeah. the bottom two for
but
this
it's
week.
It's not bad enough.
It is not bad enough to get rid of him. Davey, let's talk about Davey. Davey is a chiseled. Oh, this is interesting. He has served as Chris Hemsworth's body double.
Makes sense.
And honestly, that makes complete
yeah,
sense
He's
to me.
A big man.
I get it.
Chiseled he looks like man. Chris Hemsworth. He is chiseled out
big
of
dad.
Marble.
This is our dad, right? We had this last year too.
Yeah.
Gorgeous dad. Makes it about this far. You know, he'll maybe have another week or two in him maybe, but it's just not enough.
He is tall. He is chiseled out of stone. And he does a workout class, quote unquote, which is basically like he calls one of the moms up.
We're in
and then
he's
like, do this easy thing. Do this easy thing. I guess I should take my shirt off. I guess I should take my pants off. And is basically in like a Santa suspenders and underwear showing off his chiseled body while he does crazy athletic movements. And the moms.
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, it was super impressive. The moms eat this up as
they
as they should.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's as they great. Should.
That's
nobody,
for them.
Nobody, that is fully for them. Davey gave them exactly what they wanted. This is a chiseled slab of beef that we should all be.
Yeah, he knows his audience for sure. Really, really well.
And he knows his strengths. And I admire that. I think that's great.
His mom's strength is his read strength. Him like Braille. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
It was.
Absolutely, they did. I'm shocked that, did he didn't win, did he, the talent show? I can't remember. No, he did not.
No, he did not.
Because,
the talent show.
Because we went full RuPaul.
Yes,
that's
we did.
Who won.
Goodness.
Yes, yeah, we
gracious.
Did. Next up was Gabriel. I don't know if he was next up, but that's next up on my list. Yeah, talk to me. Talk to me about Gabriel.
So Gabriel, I love all people.
Sure.
Gabriel's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And it's a,
yeah,
it's a, the fact that his over, what a privileged, like, this taught me how to overcome obstacles is to do a puzzle faster than he did it when he was 6 years old.
Not an impressive time, by the way.
40 seconds. Yeah. 40 seconds.
40 seconds to do a Rubik's cube.
And he wanted to stand up on the thing. He just feels like he shouldn't be here. You know?
Yeah.
I think the producers.
This is the guy.
Agree.
If he's on an island in Fiji with me in a different kind of reality competition show, I'm going to be great friends with him. I need to keep him.
Uh-huh. I'm taking
with
him to Final Tribal.
I'm going to tell him why this is what's best for his. Like, this is the guy that I'm going to be like. You are my pawn. You might as well be Kermit, and I'm the puppeteer. Like, get in here. Let me get my arm up here. I'm in control now. But yeah, he just.
I like.
He's harmless. He's a sweetie pie.
He's
yeah.
He's the least self-aware person on this show, which is saying something.
He feel like it. The vibe is like we've got a big six-year-old who came to do this show with us.
Yep.
Because when you zoom out, like, spoiler, I'm going to spoil it for you. He goes home and it's a well-deserved exit.
Should have been 4 weeks ago.
That's true.
Right. But if you zoom out, his only contribution to the show is that he learned some facts about penguins and got too nervous to say them. Mm-hmm. He ran really fast on a slip and slide and did a Rubik's Cube kind of slow.
While balancing and not talking. And I think that's
while balancing and being
the
very
story
quiet.
He told in his B-roll, we were talking about this. The story he told in his B-roll, he should have been telling that story while he was balancing and doing the Rubik's Cube. That would have at least been something. Instead, he just, I think, stood on a balance board and did a Rubik's Cube while he was like, come on, hype up. And then that was it. Yeah. So
he just
pretty
seemed so nervous at all times.
He was.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Marcus, hottest man alive. And turns out pretty good magician.
It's like we timed a hot man 1.5 times. It's like, here's a hot man. 150%. Let's go a little bit like borderline demigod, if we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that too ridiculous? Actually, no. It's not too ridiculous. It's perfect.
It's marvelous. Yeah. He is a beautiful,
that slider
beautiful
the character creator is all the way to the right.
Yes.
He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. Also chiseled out of stone. Really sweet guy. Did a card trick with giant cards. Mm-hmm. And we cut to Craig, who's like, yeah, he practiced this with me last night and he was not getting it. So I'm pretty nervous about this, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then he nails it. He gets the card trick right.
He did a great job.
In the moment, that's what mattered. And also looked good doing it. So congrats to you, Marcus, sticking around. Going to be tough
to get him
out of here, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Next up, we got Robbie.
Which was
Robbie's talent was stand up. It was fine.
Roasty. Yeah.
He roasted Jonathan Bennett.
Did new things. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he cleared that with Jonathan before he got up on stage? I think he did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he cleared all those jokes with Jonathan.
Absolutely.
Robbie's great. Robbie's a really good competitor and also seems like a pretty cool person.
Yeah.
But Robbie's stand-up was fine, but what, spoiler, won him the episode, I think, was his, I would say, jarringly sad story about his mom.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude.
Out of nowhere. The question that the two judges asked, they're like, what is something you would go back in time and change? And Robbie basically says, my mother had a heart attack, said it was minor, so I didn't go see her. And then a week later, she was gone, and I would go back in time and see her immediately. That's a very sincere, very sweet answer. And also, did not match the tone of anything else. I blame the editors.
God, dude.
I blame the editors 100%. More than Robbie. It's an honest answer from Robbie. But good God, this moment is jarring and intense.
Oh my goodness
and
gracious.
Unfortunately, we could not help ourselves but to laugh at the idea of everybody else's answer to all of their questions involving Robbie's mom. After that moment, just trying to like, what's your favorite Christmas memory? Probably when I went to go see Robbie's. I think Robbie's mom.
Like, imagine being the other guys. Like, are you panicking?
How do you follow that?
When it's like, they're going to ask me what my favorite Thanksgiving side is. Well, and I think, know I'm going to lose because I don't have a story about it.
Rustin was probably like, dang, I should have
questions.
I should have held my sliding 200 yards at 90 miles an hour
brother.
And not dying.
We're about, hold on.
I should have held that for the next week.
That brings us to Rustin.
It's Robbie's story.
That brings us to Rustin.
Rustin the flayed man. There is no way that's true.
There's not a human being that has slid 200 yards and survived, I don't think. 200 yards?
Across all the lanes of traffic?
200 yards?
Off of a motorcycle?
That is 2 football fields. He has skin still? 200 yards?
Was he wearing was he wearing a samurai suit?
Yeah.
Like, how did he not?
That would be like when you put a pat of butter on a hot skillet. He would just melt into the concrete.
But say, like, he got spread like peanut butter across those 200 yards.
200 yards, Rustin.
There is no way.
200
That's
yards?
Crazy.
Are you insane? I can't believe I think Hallmark left that in to so that people would be like, no.
There is no 600 feet.
That is. If you slid 100 yards, I would be like, BS, there's no way. 200 yards? Out of your mind. Did he say 90 miles an hour? Rustin, you're dead. Rustin, you're a corpse. You're in heaven now.
So did you
I actually wrecked my motorcycle so hard I went to space. It's true. It happened, really, actually.
I'm the first person to ever go from space.
What's the name of the motorcycle to outer space? It's got like a handle. We'll see it in the Winter Olympics. The big stone and curling. Oh, the Rustin. The thing that they just like. And then they get the brooms out. And then they. Dude.
Yeah, God had a broom and was just scraping the concrete in front of Rustin while
get
he slid
out of here.
200 yards.
Actually, yeah, it was a miracle. If we look back and watch the tape, he grew wings and actually flew the.
Maybe. 200 yards. Hey, and don't knock it, because there's a chance, because we do find out that Rustin's musical past wasn't a Christian traveling band with his parents and sister, who is cropped out of every single photo, his sister. So I want to know the story there, why his sister is not in any of the pictures. But Rustin decides to tap into his Christian rock background and play an original song he wrote. Unfortunately, pretty good.
Is it good? Yeah.
I wanted to dunk on him because of the whole Christian rock thing, but he's pretty good. He's a good musician. He's got
pretty good
voice.
Yeah.
Not good enough, though, because his answer does not flay himself open like the road should have. He doesn't bear his soul enough for them. And so Robbie still takes the win here, not based on his talent, but just on how sad his one answer was.
I'm trying to think, how could it be possible? Like if I'm Rustin's DM, if I'm Rustin's DM and he's like, my character slides 200 yards, and we're like, I want to help you collaborative storytelling. How is it on ice? Could he have done like, could, is the road icy? He wrecked his bike, road's icy, and he slid in for two football fields in a completely frictionless state.
Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to look up. Would it be possible for a human body to slide 200 yards on concrete and survive?
I Googled how far can I slide? 7 meters.
Surviving a 200 yard slide on concrete would be virtually impossible due to the extreme physical trauma and near certain fatality rate.
Hmm.
Third degree road rash.
That's pretty wild.
Tearing away all layers of skin, muscle, and likely shaving bone.
What's his last name? Sellers?
I found him on Instagram.
Didn't they discover it's so. Cole?
Oh, no, his middle name is Cole.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is virtually no way this is true.
What's his last name?
I don't know, man. Let me find out.
Find him.
Sailors. Sailors. Are we looking up to see if there's a news story about a man who slid 200 yards?
Rust and Sailors, Miracle Slide Boy.
The Miracle Slide Boy. Sorry, while you're looking this up, I am going to go ahead and talk about the very end of the episode real quick, which is that we discover that Angel's superpower, his advantage, is that he is immune from elimination, or he can give that away to somebody else. It's Finding Mr. Christmas. So if you don't, you basically guarantee you're going home next week because of a moral failure. He does feel pressured to give it away. At the final reveal of who's going home, he decides to give immunity to Robbie to honor Robbie's sad story about his mom, who then goes on to win first place and did not need immunity at all. And then Gabriel goes home. That is the end of the episode. Of course, Jonathan Bennett does cry. So does Melissa. They always cry. And they then next week, we've got another episode. There was a little preview. I don't remember what it was. I feel like I remember it was funny, but I can't remember what it was. And then, that's pretty much the end of this episode. Do we find anything about the miracle slide?
Nope.
Yeah, that's because it's not real.
Which, when you think about it, it's like, why would you even report it if you walked away without a scratch? What are you going to tell the police? You don't want to
God
stir
curled
things
me.
Up just to be like, I'm fine, but just to let
the
you know.
The only thing I can think is that there is, to his credit, I think there is a chance that he might have slid while wearing the actual Master Chief armor from Halo, and that could have been
what
protected him.
That's possible.
If he was Master Chief, so there's that. But that's Finding Mr. Christmas. I cannot wait to see who wins this season.
I love this show, dude.
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal. It's such a mess, and that is what you need. Make sure you tune in. Not next week. We'll skip that one, but we'll come at you 2 weeks from now with two episodes of Finding Mr. Christmas under our belt, and that means we're two steps closer to the winner and the movie release of which, of course, we will be covering.
Oh, man.
Of course,
I can't wait.
I hope Marcus wins, and then they do a movie about a guy that slides 200 feet. In a motorcycle accident.
200 yards, my guy.
Run it back. Sorry, 200 yards. 200 feet would even be insane, but 200 yards.
200 yards is unbelievable, come dude.
To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and what we would wear to try and survive a 200-yard slide across busy highway street. Also, what highway is 200 yards wide? Anyway, let's say our name and what we would be wearing survive.
Maybe we went back and forth. Like bing, 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 like pong. He ping-ponged on the highway.
What we would wear to protect ourselves in a 200-yard slide. I'm for two chunks. I'm Jordan. And I think, I already said Master Chief's armor, but I think I would take it a step further. I would wear Master Chief's armor and I would wrap myself in bubble wrap and a couple quilts. And then honestly, I would probably make the exoskeleton, the outer layer of this contraption, banana peels.
I'm Doge. I'm going to strap myself with about 600 pounds of butter.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
Looking for a pretty significant butter to boy ratio. So hopefully by the end of it, the highway is nice and greased and I am tender. Yeah. Ready to go in the oven.
It'll be good.
I'm Carter and I'm thinking 'tis the season, cranberry sauce.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That way they won't know. You just start looking like a bloody mess and then nobody will know how far you actually slid before you died.
And with that image in your head of a bloody cranberry mess, we bid you, each and every one, as we do every week, adieu.
Your business is one of a kind, so your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy, almost too easy, to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix.